I'm glad it didn't walk. And I want to thank Mitzi for sharing. It's an honor and a privilege to come behind one of my predecessors. And it's even more of an honor for my friends to come and show the support they show. They're waving, and I know everybody in here didn't come in here because they feel like they're right all the time. They came here because they heard Mitzi was sharing, or they heard Walston was sharing. Oh, it's just an interesting topic. I want to thank the program committee, whether it be Sherman, who thought of this topic, or whomever. I wonder where in the hell it came from. And more importantly, why they gave it to me. But that's not important. They asked me to participate and be in service, and I'm grateful. I'm a grateful recovering addict. And for the new person, the guy that had 30 days, I think it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome. You never have to use again. You never have to use again. And that's the message. So I want to thank the committee for asking me. Yesterday, I turned 68. And I partied hard. Yeah, I cut up like a youngin'. Yeah, I mean, I cut up. So no, I'm serious. And listen, slept like a baby last night. So doing a 10:30 workshop at 68, normally around 9:30, me and my wife start to fade. You dig? And so, this is kind of challenging. It's challenging, but we can do this. I'm the same guy that for 25 years labored on the streets of D.C., Washington, Maryland, Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia, Portland, Oregon, in addiction every day, all day. The getting and using and finding ways and means to get more was the way I existed. I didn't live, I existed to get the next one. So doing a workshop talking about how this program has transformed this guy, or is transforming, because the road to recovery is always under construction. I'm not a finished product. And I got people in my life that see so much in me that I still fail to see in myself. You know, I kind of struggle with, you know, the low self-esteem, the insecurity. My friend Marvin mentioned my name at the goddamn podium. I mean, who is this Walston? Who ever heard of a dope fiend named Walston? I was never all right with me. So that ain't changed because I'm 68. Yeah, I got a little recovery going on. You know, I got a few pawnables. Yeah, I got a few dollars. I got multiple streams of income. I can legally put 6 letters behind my name. But I need to remember that I can legally remember 6 numbers that go in front of my name. Yeah. See, I got a PDID and a DCDC that they can pull up right now. They still got a jumpsuit that'll fit me, is what I'm saying. So being right is not my problem. I don't know who thought that I should be able to say something about that. But I can talk a little bit about recovery. And I know I didn't get me here. I believe in the grace. I believe in a power that I can't feel, touch, smell, understand, but I see it in the face of each and every one of y'all. I see it in the new person. I see it in the old timer. And that's why I try to serve. And so in serving sometimes, you might be misconstrued as knowing something. But what I know is how much water to put on the dope, Anthony. Give me the goddamn dope. See, I sat over there listening to Mitzi, and earlier I sat and listened to Marvin, and I said to myself, because I have conversations with me. I know ain't nobody else in here like that. But I was having a conversation with me, and I said, you know what, you need to stop all that profanity. See, I've been working. Somebody say, that's right. Well, fuck that. Oh, that's wrong. That's so wrong. I'm just talking about, see, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again now. I don't ever want to get so heavily endowed that I can't be no earthly good. But I still need to recognize that there's a place for it. I need to learn how to monitor my tone and my language. But I know that when I'm carrying this message to the addict that still suffers or might trying to find a way out of the bondage of hell, that a motherfucker every now and then will touch him in a way where pontificating and expounding on vagaries of language won't. I just tell them where I come from. Where I'm at is not, you know, what I just got through describing, because I'm not going to keep cursing in here. I'm really trying to work on that for real. But, you know, it is what it is. But God has really done more for me than I've ever done for myself. And so I'm humbled. And I think that's the important ingredient when you begin to look at, being right all the time. That has not ever been my goal to be right. It has been my goal to be free. I've sought, and I found out coming into this program that there's a how it works. And see, I was the kind of addict, a lot of y'all have heard my story. Every morning on my way to get the first one, I'd have to get a Washington Post newspaper. Not because I necessarily wanted to read the current events, but because I was going to put some fake-ass jewelry inside the paper and fold it up, and I was going to walk around the streets of D.C. and flash it on people and get $20 here, $40 there. Get enough to go check my bowels before they break. Somebody know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the deep, the beast. I'm talking about being in the belly of the beast, where you do whatever you got to do to get the next one. And I beat people for 3 years digging my bottom. All day, every day. Make money, shoot dope, smoke some crack. I don't like crack. But I'm going to get a 10 piece of crack. Shake bag, because it looks like I got more in it. Smoke it up. Then I'm going to get a half a pint of Velikov, vodka, cold, kill that, all the way down, and then go back to hustling. And I would do that all day for 3 years before God saw fit to bring me into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. So it wasn't pretty. I didn't look like I look today. No, I'm weighing about 200 pounds now. Back then I was weighing 156 pounds on a good day. I had three teeth, three shades darker. The story don't really change, y'all. But what I'm trying to describe is being brought from there to here, and then getting here by the grace and seeing, because y'all had it up on the wall, how it works. And so I've been a pseudo-intellectual guy, because I went to school. I played ball. They thought I had some talent. But whatchamacallit got in the way of that. Y'all know what whatchamacallit is, right? Whatchamacallit got in the way of that. And so much for the pursuit of my athletic endeavors. And I wound up in the rooms of Narcotics. Now, so I saw how it works on the wall. And I said, I could do that, because I'm smart. But what I found out under the guidance of a sponsor is that this is not an intellectual exercise. You can't intellectualize spiritual principles. So I was told, don't try. Then how am I going to get it? You're going to get it by recognizing that dope ain't your problem. Dope what got me here, but dope is just a manifestation of much deeper issues. I'll give you an example. I've been married 4 times. Think that's a problem? I mean, one just might conclude, doing an assessment of sorts, that he's got a problem with intimate affairs. Well, my fourth wife trusted me enough to say, I'll take your name, Bama. I'll work with you. I mean, I had to press. I put the full-court press on him, huh? Yeah, because, see, I had gotten better in having relationships by hanging with y'all. Yeah, I ain't got to be right to recognize that I'm better. with intimacy. I was never okay with intimacy because I was never all right with me. There was always a war going on. There was always conflict. So what I learned how to do was do wrong and do it good. I mean, I did wrong so long that doing right seemed wrong when I got here. And now I done right so long that when I do wrong, it seems wrong. It feel wrong. We talking about surgery. The thing is called surgery of the spirit. Yeah, I did a fifth step. I talked about the stuff that I vowed I'd take to my grave. I remember my father downstairs beating my mother. And the furniture moving and shit. There ain't no furniture movers in the house. Glass breaking. Sirens. That traumatized the little boy. Now, I grew up with that kind of baggage. And I wound up doing the same thing to women. I remember my first wife in Atlanta, Georgia. And I hate saying this, but see, there's something about being able to come to the podium and be transparent. Y'all excuse me. I'm saying, under the influence of substances, I can kill. I can murder. Yeah, I mean, I have the propensity to do things beyond my understanding when I'm on it. And I hit her on her jaw and dropped her and then kicked her. And I said, damn. This is in Atlanta, Georgia. I said, I gotta go. And I made a decision to leave. Because I'm going to try the geographical cure. I don't know that's what I'm doing, but I'm running. Who are you running from? I get emotional when I talk about the catharsis that takes place in these rooms. I don't know about nobody else. But my life depended on, I don't even want to call it work. It depended on me keeping the appointment with the sponsor. He said, you build my house at 7 o'clock. And we're going to talk about what you done put on paper. I don't have to be right about that. I got to be willing to write the shit that I do to me and others because of my uncomfortability with life. I put it on paper and I showed up at his house. And I would sit at his bedside. Bisexual, Buddhist white man. And he'd say, Walston, you seen my dentures? What? Yeah. See, this thing is too serious to take too serious where you can't laugh at some parts of that which was so horrible. So I know I'm on the other side now, so I can find humor in that which was so distasteful. But doing that kind of work kind of began to heal the little boy inside. It gave me the ability to stand up and look the world in the eye. And when you can look the world in the eye, you can take position with what's wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And Missy talks about, she say what she needs to say, and I know her personally. I was with her on the street, and I avoided her like the plague. No bullshit. I avoided her. But see, what y'all taught me in here, and I've shared it with her, is say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean. See, I'm going to tell you what's wrong when it's wrong, if God put it on my heart to share that, because I don't have to say something about everything. What I know, the foundation of this program is built on humility. See, I can't get to the truth till I got some humility going on. And see, I only gain to the ability, the desire to grasp that out of the humiliation of my addiction. I desire to be this humble person just because y'all say that's a virtuous trait to have. I desired it because the youngest was saying, hey, Slim, run to the store, man. Give me some french fries, salt, pepper, and ketchup, and bring that shit back here hot. I might mash you off, and I'm running to the store tomorrow. Did he say salt and pepper? Huh? Yeah, I'm telling you, son, give me that allowance back. thinking I'm going to go flip what? I ain't flip nothing but a stem. You did? So I'm talking about the humiliation that I put myself in. Not what people did to me. If you did to me what I did to me, I'd try to kill you. I did it to me. So I get to the rooms in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I find out, the literature said, the humility is not thinking any less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. And the core of my disease is the total self-centeredness, wrapped up in self. I'm all consumed with me, what I think, what I feel, what I want. If y'all would just cooperate. But y'all don't cooperate. So I embrace humility, which means I learn how to shut up even when I know. You can know and be quiet. You ever been around somebody that knows something about everything? I mean, you're talking about, you know, politics, the monetary system, international trade, the Middle East. Because, you know, I pontificate, especially when I'm on it. I'm going to tell a few lies. And they know about everything. They finish the sentence for you. Well, I don't have to do that today. I'm not laughing at no jokes. It's not funny. I'm not running to the store for nobody, except Janice. Y'all kind of tight in here. But loosen up a little bit. I'm not trying to be right. So the four marriages helped me with that. I'm locked in. I'm locked in and loaded. I have God and blessed me with 3-4 homes, and I come from a crack house where I wouldn't want to leave because I'm sitting there with a stem about that big. Because somebody coming, they're going to need this stem. I don't even like crack. Huh? Lips burnt? Got tape on one end? That's what you call your gizmo. Y'all had one. No, I ain't like y'all ain't had no gizmo. Look. So, try this one. They say the cornerstone of the program is sponsorship. A lot of dudes seem to think I know something. All I know is how to practice this program. And I can't practice the program if I don't understand the program. So I've gotten involved. I've stayed at the bedside. See, I remain teachable. I try to remain green. That means you don't fall off the tree when you kind of like green. Get too white. Watch what happened to your ass. You fuck around, get eight. Yeah, you fall off the tree, you just right to be eaten. So I stay green, I stay teachable, I stay open. So I sponsor people, it's a two-way street. And all the sponsor people, even though you may know or think you know something that they don't know, it's all about how you teach. See, you can't just come at some people head on. You got to come back door. Somebody might have said something about turning off cell phones before the workshop. So you can't come straight on about why you got that cell phone going off. You just got to give them a carom shot. You know what I mean? Somebody missed that one. I'm just talking about how you be right. Being right don't make you wrong. It's just how you be right. See, you can be brutally honest. I don't want to be brutally honest. You said it. I don't want to hurt people in recovery. But I want to help you. And if I'm going to help you, then I dare to risk my friendship to tell you the truth. If I'm your friend, why would I let you keep talking to me with your breath stinking? Oh, y'all been there before? You got one on the job. They all up in your face just talking. Whispering all up on you. Come on, man. Y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. It's related to living life. It's all related, man. See, if I don't muster the courage to be able to communicate and love people right where they're at, then I'm going to miss my opportunity to serve. Service is how I keep. Listen, I got a powerless condition. That means I can't say I won't use again. I don't want to use again. Guess what the antidote is? Service. Unconditional love. Yeah. Me serving is tied to my powerlessness. If I don't want to use again, how about you serve? How about you not allow yourself to get so consumed with what you feel and what you're thinking, your self-centeredness, that you can't help somebody? And I can't help you if I'm not telling the truth. This thing ain't all that. It ain't all that difficult. Matter of fact, it's written somewhere that the best solution is the simple solution. It's a simple program. You got to learn how to tell people, excuse me, thank you. I walk around the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I walk around a convention, and people will look at you sometimes, know you, and look past you. I don't understand that. I mean, I do understand it because people are where they are. That's why I don't try to tell them the truth. You saw me, so who is you? You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying I got to love people right where they're at. But it's a part of me, Missy, that ain't arrived yet. And I still listen to me, both of me. Oh, y'all know I'm talking about. Yeah, I got a joker sit with me and say, look at that Bama. He saw you. I got to tell him, shut up. You sharing off topic. You didn't even raise your hand. Huh? See, listen. Everybody in your circle ain't in your corner. See, I got to know where my people at. I got to know who my people is. I don't say a whole lot of times. But somehow people want to put me somewhere that I don't want to go. Yeah, my teachers taught me that it's lonely at the top. And another teacher told me, and windy. Yeah, it's coming down. So they put a person in the basic instructions before leaving Earth on the cross, didn't they? Yeah. No, don't nail me nowhere. I'm just another addict, man, trying to recover, trying to get better. You know, and the way I get better is by continuing to work on me. And I need y'all in order to do that. I can't recover in a vacuum. See, everything that brings me to my knees, though, is good. And so when people talk about you, that means you're doing something. You're doing something right. You see? See, the road to recovery is a very narrow road. Yeah, it ain't no whole. See, I don't put my God in no box, but I try to keep myself pretty well centered. You don't see me running around. One of my teachers said, don't piss in the water you got to wash your face with. Yeah. So I try to live an honorable life today. I treat my ladies fair. She smiled at you the other day. And what? Yeah, I mean, I can't keep living based on the old spirit. I got to keep nurturing this relationship. My brother talked about it tonight. I got to nurture this relationship with the power that got me here. I didn't get me here. And I want to stay here. So I got to keep moving the self-centered things that block me from the grace. And I often don't recognize how my disease will manifest itself. Real quiet. In the gaiters. Yeah. In the gambling. In the food. At 68, I got to watch what I eat. I got to watch how I'm going home tonight and go to bed. Yeah. I ain't been in the gym lately. I got to watch this kind of stuff. Because I want to live as long as God got for me to live. And I want to serve every minute of the time that I'm living. And a lot of the time, the way I serve is by laughing and having fun and letting people watch. Because there wasn't nothing funny about my addiction. nothing. Yeah, devious, manipulative, dishonest individual. And will smile and talk real nice to you. And push it in your back. And I know I ain't by myself. Because one thing about Narcotics Anonymous, you don't get here on no good run. Yeah, you ain't in here because you're on a zeal. Yeah, this is the last block on the motherfucking, the last house on the block. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a dead end street. Windy too, Jack. Yeah, and in the end, I couldn't even get it in me. Yeah, and when I got it in me, it wasn't even working no more. The dope wasn't working no more, y'all. This right here, she talked about the dopamine. This right here, laughter, man, is so much fun. Man, when I dance, man, I get off the steps sometimes, dancing off, and I say, and what? So what? I'm dancing like nobody's watching. I'm having fun in recovery. And if you're not having fun in recovery, it's like sex. You ain't doing it right. You got to try another position or something. Y'all missing it. Maybe in the back can't hear me back there. Anyway, I talk too much. I'm losing my voice. I've been talking so long. I'm tired. But I want that guy with 30 days to know that we're having fun in recovery. Is he, where he at? Where, which one is he? My man. My man. Yeah, come on. I'm going to take about 5 more minutes. I just want to say this, that when you get through this step process, you get down towards the end of these steps, that 11 and 12 thing, I couldn't wait till I got 11 years clean and start practicing prayer and meditation. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait till I got 10 years clean and start practicing this continuous personal inventory. I got to look at myself right now. I got to embrace prayer right now. And the prayer ain't just a form of getting down on my knees and nothing. My prayer is how I engage you, how I treat you. That's my prayer. I put my signature on my work. That's my prayer. What I do with people. That's my prayer. And then meditation is breathing. Man, give me a Newport. I got to reduce this stress. I'm inhaling 400 toxins. Clogging up my arteries. Shutting down my heart valves. How about you breathe some oxygen?
Yeah.
How about you inhale and exhale carbon and inhale life force? That's meditation. Quiet your mind. Sit still. Because the boom box in my head is steady going. Pepco Bill, dude. She want this. They want that. You got to work past that. And it requires me to be disciplined. You want to grow spiritually? Become disciplined at the pursuit of this. Because I pursue dope at all costs. Every day. All day. So I pursue this like my life depends on it. Because thank God I know I wasn't in here by myself. Y'all better have some fun. I'm telling you, this shit is not that serious. You gotta loosen up. You gotta laugh at this stuff, but you gotta stay serious enough to want to be committed to the process. Get somebody to help you, newcomer, and then get somebody else and somebody else. Circle them around you. Get a wraparound program going on. Yeah, I said wraparound program. Yeah, because that's what I need, man. I'm so messed up, man. I need a whole lot of help. And I ain't, man, and look, it ain't nothing wrong with asking for a phone number and you call and they ain't answering. Call them back. Make them own up to that good NA shit they talking. Yeah. Can you give me a whole ride home tonight? Oh, you can't do it tonight? Oh, I'll see you next week. Shit. I ain't got no else to go, man. Don't leave 5 minutes, they told me, before what? Boy, y'all in here now, I can feel you. I'm having a ball of recovery. My name is Walson. I'm done. Thank y'all.